We have the distinction now of two gentlemen in our studios today. I've been looking forward to this. We got the Chief of Police, Steve Reeves, in. How you doing?
Doing well.
You're doing well, really? Are you?
Thanks for having us.
Well, I'm glad we could set this up, and I threw a bunch of dates, and this happened to be the one that stuck, I guess. So
worked best.
Here we are, and beside the chief is North Platte Fire Chief Dennis Thompson. So we got a pair of chiefs in. Dennis, how you doing today?
I am doing well.
Okay.
And I am complaining about the heat, so.
Yeah, well, you know, yeah. You haven't had, since that Maxwell one a few weeks ago, you haven't had too much to deal with, have you?
It's been quiet for us. It's been a
knock on
good summer.
Knock on wood or whatever the surface is, right?
Yeah. We'll approach this carefully.
Yeah, whisper when you say that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, for sure. And we've had good rains, and I'm sure you're always rejoicing when we keep the rains coming on a regular basis, right?
Yeah, we are. We know also, though, that come fall, that means more fuel out there. So we, tempered a little bit about it, but we're thankful.
You enjoy it while it lasts, for sure. The reason we asked you in is a release that came out, I think it's been 2 or 3 weeks now. And it has as the title, North Platte Police Department Earns Award for Dispatch Excellence. So it says, the North Platte Police Department has been recognized by the International Academies of Emergency Dispatch, known as IAED, as an accredited center of excellence, or ACE, for emergency medical dispatching. And North Platte Police Department is now the 354th medical ACE in the world. This is a pretty distinguished award. On the surface, it would seem like if you're one of 354, no big deal. But I'm sure in these parts, probably there's very few around us that have received this. What's this mean, and when did you find out? Either one can answer this, I guess. And what's it mean for the police department and the fire department?
Well, we started this process about 5-6 years ago with the goal of the ACE certification. And it didn't come easy. It has quite a little setup. It has committees between the 911 center and the various responders. The Hershey fire chief and our fire chief sit on a board that kind of establishes the rules and regulations for our program. But it was just a standardized protocol. So to start out with, it required a week's worth of training for all of our dispatchers, but the learning didn't stop there. It was it took some work on their part to understand and operate the protocols properly.
And you've been involved in this even since you were a lieutenant, working with the dispatch department and the communication side of things, right? Talk about what you learned that has carried over being a police chief now and coordinating that, because communication is just so vital, isn't it, to making things go smoothly when there are emergencies?
It's very important, and there's a lot of moving parts in that 911 center. There's a lot of things that could go wrong, so we kind of have to have some failover plans and make sure that we're ready all the time. This particular program just give us a better standard of service. Our medical calls are handled so much better than they were in the past, and then we can pass that information along to the responding fire department so that they have a better idea of what's going on at the scene so they can kind of prepare for their arrival.
So that, okay, correct me if I'm wrong here, but I have this vision of a person or people, they're sitting in an office receiving 911 calls. Is that, I mean, do I got the right idea to start with anyway?
And yep, we have four positions all in the same room, so somebody's taking that call.
So they're getting 911 calls, and then give our listeners an idea of what happens from that point when they receive a 911 call. Do they have to decide who to contact next and direct it to? And
well, the first thing they have to do is determine what the chief complaint is and start down one of these protocols at some point in there, depending on the level of emergency that the call holds, the fire department gets paged and then they start a response. But during their response, or at least in North Platte's case, all the information that's being entered as we go through these protocols in our computer system is being displayed on a screen in their ambulances. So they're able to just watch as the call taker gathers the information, and then they have all of that when they arrive on scene.
Wow, I didn't realize you had it right in all the ambulances. So you're getting real-time information in the ambulances.
All the North Platte ambulances.
That's pretty good. That's a good start there. I never knew that. So that's a good thing. On your end, Chief Thompson, are you just waiting for that, you know, that response, what needs to be the response, and then making sure that gets communicated to the appropriate people, and of course get to the scene as soon as possible?
Absolutely, and I'll tell you, this program has been an incredible improvement in the way we've done things.
Mm-hmm.
First and foremost, the 911 center here in North Platte, those folks that sit in that room go unseen. They're in there taking those calls, really unsung heroes, because they're the foundation of what we do. Without good information, accurate information, our response relies on that, and they do an amazing job of taking those calls. And it's important to understand, there's a lot of emotion when those 911 calls come in, and so they're having to kind of filter that, remain calm themselves to direct that that caller in the appropriate actions to take while they're determining the level of response that we're gonna have to those calls.
Mm-hmm.
So this is really prioritized. The response, again, as Chief Reeves said, gives us a great deal of information. And as someone that has called 911, I think it's important for folks to understand, it can seem like you're on that phone for a long time and that there's nothing happening. They're just asking a lot of questions, and that can be rather frustrating to a caller. But the fact is, they're gathering that information. They are getting us moving, whether that be police or ambulance or fire, whatever it is. Things are happening while they've got you on the line, so don't
Well, they get the address probably is one of the first things they get, right?
Absolutely.
So you can start towards the address and then get more information to prepare you for what you're coming up against.
Correct, right? Yes. So, yeah, great, great program, great folks that are behind this. We work closely with them, obviously, every day, and we continue to see improvements, and this award speaks volumes to the level of professionalism that we have right here in the city of North Platte.
Mm-hmm. We've got Chief of Police for North Platte, Steve Reeves, in studio with us this morning, along with Fire Chief Dennis Thompson, and the police department recently was awarded a Dispatch Excellence Award by the International Academies of Emergency Dispatch as an accredited center for excellence. So I read here that IAED is a standard-setting organization for emergency dispatch services worldwide, and accreditation and subsequent reaccreditation from that organization is the highest distinction given to emergency communication centers, certifying that the center is performing at or above the established standards for the industry. What's it take to gain that? I mean, did you get a clear list of things that you have to, you know, sort of check by the boxes to do? Was it clearly delineated what had to happen for you to get in that upper echelon and receive this award?
It is. There were about 12 points that were very well spelled out that we had to meet some criteria.
What were some of those?
Well, the big one is that we have quality assurance done against our calls, and sometimes people are surprised at the number of 911 calls we take, but we average between 12 and 1,300 a month. And so take a portion of those that are just medical, just a random sample of them.
That's about 40 a day.
Yeah.
If my quick math in my mind is operating? About 40 a day. Wow.
So we filter out the medical calls, and we take a sample of those every week, and they go through a quality assurance software, and in essence, grade our telecommunicators' performance on those calls, and we have to keep those compliant calls above a certain level for a period of time before we could even apply for the ACE certification. So it took us a while to learn the protocols, and it took us a while to get proficient at them, but we finally made it and made the application here about 3 months ago and went through the process.
Now, are you primarily the one training them, or is Dennis involved in that, or how does that, you got...
To begin with, it was the vendor, and for every new dispatcher we hire, they go through vendor training. So that's the beginning of it. Then there's a college, they call it, but they have a training suite that we have access to, and we have to continue. We have to have continuing ed throughout the year, so about once a month, a couple of those a month. The dispatchers will take additional courses and kind of focus on things that maybe less used protocols or areas where they've been marked down in their performance reviews. You know, they'll have the ability to work through some practice material to get better at them.
As with all things, you have calls probably that fit neatly in a category that's just easy to immediately know what I have to ask and all that, but you probably get a lot of calls too, or they get a lot of calls that are, they're kind of like, this is a little bit different. It's probably the reaction to those that probably set you apart, I'm guessing, a little bit, and how they are able to gather the information and make the distinction that they need to make to give you the best direction on how to handle it.
Yeah, like Chief Thompson said, sometimes there's a lot of emotion involved with the more serious calls, and a fall's fall, you know, it's pretty straightforward, but if you're entrapped in a piece of farm machinery, that's the whole different response.
So, I could not imagine dealing with that. Yeah, you're dealing with a lot of just awful things. I mean, we call you a fire chief, but there's just so many different things. What are some of the, like you mentioned, the farm equipment? You deal with that. What are some other things that maybe people would not guess that you deal with, your people deal with?
Well, yeah, we're every day. I think that's the thing about this career and profession is every day is different. Although these calls may, a lot of them be this real similar. Every call takes on its own personality, I guess, if you will. And farm equipment entrapment, motor vehicle accidents, the fires, medical calls, trauma calls. We're a hazmat team for the state. So every day brings new challenges, and a program like this really helps us to isolate and narrow down some things as we're en route, making sure that we have that information that's gonna, when we get on scene, we're already prepared to do some things because of what these dispatchers have gained for us in terms of information. So it's been a big change, not only for those dispatchers, but for our personnel. We've done things a certain way for years and years. And while the core of it remains the same, we're just so much better able to delineate what it is we're going to and take appropriate actions even ahead of arrival, and that's critical to an outcome. As you look at medical calls, heart attacks, strokes, those types of calls require prompt, immediate action, and this speeds that up so that when we get there, we're ready to go. And long term for these individuals, making that call can mean the difference between a good long term outcome, a healthy life, versus perhaps something a little less than that. So just a lot of things going on in our community throughout the work day, and you've got amazing people ready to respond for you and to take those calls.
Now, are you just covering the immediate North Platte area, or do you aid quite a bit in other smaller communities in the county? Or
yeah, so North Platte Fire is the only paramedic service in this area. Mm-hmm. We have mutual aid agreements with 15 other agencies to provide not only advanced life support ambulance service, but fire response as well. And so these smaller communities, a number of them, their residents drive to North Platte during the day to work, so it leaves them short. These volunteer agencies, it's a struggle nationwide staffing volunteer fire departments anymore, and they're so critical to what we do. It's important to know that no matter how much paramedic service, no matter how many meds or things that we have and can provide, if these individuals don't receive that initial basic life support, all those things are for naught. We count on them, and they do an amazing job. Our surrounding communities do an amazing job of providing care in their little communities. So yeah, we're busy maintaining that. We average 350 to 400 calls a month with the ambulance. So our call volume continues to increase as our areas of coverage increase, trying to assist these agencies, and we're glad to do that.
Is there a particular season that's busier than other seasons, or is it pretty even?
You know, it's just kind of up and it's really up and down. It's interesting in June with Nebraska Land Days. This is probably one of the first year we were actually down in the month of June 40 calls over this time last year. I don't know what that means. I think some of the weather we saw, the heat, maybe people were a little less inclined to be out doing things, right. But kudos to them. We're still over 100 calls up on the year. So yeah, we stay busy, and it's just, you never know day to day what that's going to look like.
And how many people are in your department that you're directing then?
So we have 39 career firefighters,
okay.
25 volunteers. We have 13 on duty a day, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So again, they're busy, and with training, taking calls, and we're asked to do things that we never thought we'd be asked to do, but we continue to be called upon, and we're glad to be here to provide that service.
Besides fires, what is your most common call? Accidents?
Yeah, well, medical calls, they really are. They're probably 95% of our call volume is that ambulance.
Okay. Either from traffic accidents or farm equipment
medical
related
calls.
Things.
Yeah, absolutely.
Interesting. And there has to be, top-notch communication between you, Chief Reeves, your department, interfacing and making sure that you're on the same page and the protocols. I mean, you have to know the protocols, and everything has to be in sync, so to speak, right, between you two. So I'm sure you guys meet probably at least once or twice a week, I'm guessing, or at least have a phone conversation, you know.
We're together pretty frequently.
Yep. So pretty good bond. And, the main goal has to be just serving the public. There's a large part of that that we don't mention. You see it as a job, but yet you have to have a passion for it too, don't you?
You do. Those guys and gals up there work hard every day, and it's not an easy job. Chief Thompson brought up something that kind of goes along with this protocol system too. You know, they have a very quick response time inside the city of North Platte, but if you're doing CPR for a rural fire district, it's important that you have these pre-arrival instructions and things that can be done to save a person's life until the fire department can get there. And sometimes the response times are a little slower in the rural communities. So.
Pre-arrival, what you do in the pre-arrival time is probably just as important as once you get there, right?
More so sometimes.
Because it sets you up for success or failure, right?
Really does. There's things that these callers can be doing if they're willing, and it makes a big difference.
Well, you received a plaque from IAED, the International Academies of Emergency Dispatch, because of your outstanding partnership and dispatch excellence. And an accreditation plaque was given to you to commemorate the achievement. And I'm sure you've already got that proudly displayed on the walls of the department, I'm guessing.
Hanging right outside our 911 center door.
And so I'll stop by and see that sometime. It's probably among many others, I'm guessing. But
stop by, we'll show you around.
Yeah, for sure. I want to thank you guys for stopping in this morning. And just, I think, you know, it's one of those things we don't think of too much unless we have interaction. But I'm sure, Chief Thompson, you probably got a lot of testimonials over the years of people that have really thanked you for quick response and the way you responded and handled emergency situations, right?
We do, and we're grateful for that. We're honored to be able to serve our community and the surrounding area. And this award, I will say, it doesn't stop here. This will continue. Those dispatchers remain under close watch, and they'll continue to meet and exceed those standards. So this is just the beginning.
All right. Well, thanks, guys. Chief of Police Steve Reeves and North Platte Fire Chief Dennis Thompson have been our guests this morning. You gentlemen have a great day, and hope you don't have too many emergencies to respond to, okay?
Thank you.
Thanks.